morning. This is Akashwani Kuhima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Ziliang has called on the people to work towards building a Nagaland where every young person can dream freely, play proudly, and live peacefully. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the 25th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy yesterday, he urged citizens to turn differences into strength, challenges into opportunities, and individual dreams into shared goals. Paying tribute to late Gekko Jale Sachu and late Vikhozo Hyosha, in whose memory the trophy was instituted, he highlighted that the tournament embodies the spirit of unity, sacrifice, and hope. The Deputy Chief Minister also commended the Naga Students Federation and Angami Students Union for sustaining the tournament for over 25 years, noting its role as a powerful force for peace, harmony, and unity. The first ever Naga Influencers Summit 2025 began yesterday in the Heritage Kohima. The three-day event aims to promote ethical influence, purposeful creativity, and professional growth, and will feature various panel discussions, workshops, and concerts. During the opening session, educator Teesi Nokeditsu emphasized that through influencers do not just set trends, but they explore possibilities and demonstrate that progress should benefit all of society, not just a select few.
In this era of endless scrolling, I think the most radical thing we can do is to slow down, to listen, to question, to remember that influence is not power over others, but power with each other. Influence should not be concerned with what's hot, but focus on the moral temperature of the time we live in.
Head of Program, Akashwani Kohima, Ella Kaina, raised concerns about fake news and digital footprint in the age of artificial intelligence. Noting that even deleted content can be traced, she urged caution in what one shares online. She also highlighted the station's diverse activities. The summit will conclude on October 20th with an award ceremony. Ahead of the festive season, Commissioner of Police Dimapur has issued an advisory urging eco-friendly celebrations and adherence to restrictions on bursting firecrackers in the district. The advisory said firecrackers will be allowed only between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. on Diwali and similar festivals, and from 11:55 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on Christmas and New Year's Eves. It stated that only reduced emission or green crackers will be used and sold through licensed traders. Bursting of firecrackers in silent zones, that is within 100 meters of hospitals, schools, courts and religious places, is strictly prohibited. Firecrackers exceeding the permissible noise limit will also be banned. The advisory added that violators will be penalized as per law. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the end consumers. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Budget Utsav in New Delhi yesterday, along with Union Ministers Ashwini Vaishnav and Piyush Goyal.
Item by item, I'm here to tell you that which is weighted average of the reduction which should have gone to the consumer is going, and more is also being passed on. So there is a remarkable impact of this set of new GST rate reductions that have happened, and every item that I've monitored which is of relevance for the day-to-day life of common citizens, the benefit has been passed on to the consumers.
She added that rate reduction, simplifying the process, bringing down number of slabs from 4 to 2, and resolving classification-related issues have all been completed well before time. She asserted that GST 2.0 have given a major boost to the country's economy, leading to record sales across key sectors such as electronics, automobiles and consumer goods. And in sports, Nagaland United Sports Club won 3-1 against Chedama Village Youth Organization to claim the 25th anniversary edition of the NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy 2025. In the finals, played at IG Stadium Kohima yesterday, Arab Konyak, Joel Haukip and Manton Konyak scored a goal each for the champions. Besides the trophy, the champions won a cash prize of 5 lakh rupees. The runners-up were awarded 3 lakh rupees. Among the individual awards, Sanatoy Meite of Nagaland United SC was named Player of the Tournament, while his teammate Sanaton Singh won Golden Glove. Tokchom Edison Singh of Mez & Co. won the Golden Boot, as the top scorer of 10 goals. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.